Ed Stoddard is a journalist at Business Maverick, and he is joining us this evening from Johannesburg. We've got AMCU, which emerged around the time of the Marikana massacre, of course, Ed Stoddard, saying we want a 40% wage increase, otherwise we're going out on strike. Is this now taking the gold strike straight to the platinum sector, Ed?
Yeah, thanks, Bruce. AMCU is not threatening a strike at this moment, but their initial wage demands are for an increase that, by my calculations, are about 40%. And so that's their opening gambit in the platinum sector, is specifically at the Marikana mine, not all of Sibanye's PGM mines around Rustenburg. But I think for AMCU, it's probably doing it from Marikana, making these demands from Marikana is obviously, we're coming up to a decade after the massacre and things like that. I think they're trying to draw a line in the sand on this at this stage.
And that's significant because after Marikana, and that's what, a decade ago now, workers there were striving to get a 12,500 rand a month pay packet as a package. That number, and this is what you base your 40% wage demand on, that number's jumped to 20,000 rand a month.
That's right. And then that doesn't include everything, of course. If you take into all of the benefits and things like that that a mine worker gets, this is for the basic wage. But I think what is interesting is that the gold strike right now, at Sibanye Stillwater's gold operations in the Free State in the West Rand, I really have the impression that this is a warm-up for a potential impending platinum strike, especially because the National Union of Mine Workers and the Association of Mine Workers and Construction Workers, AMCU, are now united. And their turf war, of course, over much of the past decade, has been one of the defining features of labor relations in South Africa. And the fact that these two unions have mended fences and are now united suggests that they are really going to, well, go for platinum in this case.
Is it too much to suggest that there is an extraordinary confluence of events happening here? The president is booed and shouted down at a Workers' Day rally just last week. This coming together of the AMCU and the National Union of Mine Workers, and at the same sort of time, the EFF is announcing that it wants to get into the trade union business just ahead, 7 or 8 months away, from an ANC elective conference. Am I reading too much into this?
No, not at all. In fact, what was revealing about what happened on May Day with the president was the fact that it was in Rustenburg, which has been AMCU's power base, as it were, but the workers who were booing him, who were on strike, were obviously bussed in from the Free State and the West Rand, because it's the gold miners who are on strike right now. There is no strike in Rustenburg at the moment, and I think some of the optics around that have been kind of lost in the messaging. So I think what is going on is that there's a very clear message from the leadership of AMCU and NUM that Rustenburg, Marikana, PGMs are really the area where they have their sights fixed upon, if I can put it that way. I think the gold strike is a warm-up for a platinum strike, and this is partly based on the fact that the PGM sector has almost become a license to print money.
Ed Stoddard, thank you, journalist at Business Maverick.